Welcome to today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. I am your host, Max Blasky. I'm joined again this week by Ellen Barber as we continue our conversation about what programs and partnerships Marshall County Partnership for Growth has developed over her 7 years as executive director. What are some, I guess, ongoing programs that the county is working on, or some that I guess you hope to continue when you leave?
Well, I would say that the biggest one right now is there is such a need for daycare and housing, and we're starting to see that get some traction. And while COVID was going on, I took time to do a lot of research and write a white paper on policies and incentives that every city in the county could put into place to get their housing started. So I've been to every council and shared that. And it's basically just their turn for the momentum. And then we were able to go to the commissioners and ask that they pass an infill housing revitalization program, which would allow housing to get a 10-year, 100% tax property tax abatement if they built on an infill lot. And that could really spur some great growth if people will say, hey, yeah, I know interest rates are up and building costs have come down some. This would be a good time to go ahead and build before interest rates keep going up. And I can't wait to see how that will work out. So there's some options out there. So there's resources out there. I'm hoping that the next economic developer will take that by the horns and keep that going. I know that we have some people on our board and our membership that are working on it with us too. And they're pretty passionate about it.
And how important is that for the county to realize that there is a need for the housing? You know, I'm a younger person myself, and I recently moved back. And, you know, the county has recognized a lot of needs other ways. But how important is that to now recognize this need and move forward with a program or an idea plan in place?
Well, the fact that they're willing to work on this infill housing program with us is really key. And then I've been asking if they would also put some of their ARPA money, their COVID ARPA money, toward housing. And they've been willing to say that they are considering that. So I'm very encouraged. We have had great commissioners working with us when it comes to economic development because they understand they will get a return on their investment. So it's been exciting to work with them and to see their progress and their willingness to support economic development, because it has truly moved our county forward. And so I think that there's no reason that would change in the future.
Do you know, as executive director, how much, or I guess what some of the changes are going to be, or kind of what direction Partnership for Growth is heading in?
Well, I do know that I've worked really hard with the commissioners to be able to pay someone a regular salary for this position. It's not an easy job. It's very layered and complex. We hope to attract someone who can start off running. There is something really great about being able to put an experienced person right into the job. So I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping that a new person will continue to bring in new excitement, new people, and that the organization will be able to grow too. Because when you're in a small area, a lot of times you get the same people over and over, which is wonderful because you need those loyal supporters. But you also need new people coming in, and sometimes new people can attract that. I just see a lot of positive. We've been able to build over the years, and I just see that we can continue doing that.
Well, and I know, Ellen, you are leaving Partnership for Growth, you know, in an excellent position, and I, along with you, hope, you know there's nowhere else to go but forward and move forward, and that's the only way we can continue to progress. So I think that's all I got for you today, Ellen. If you got anything else, love to hear from it, but it's been a joy to talk to you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your time, too, and I appreciate your listeners.